First, though, a renewed plan of attack for Omicron. The Biden administration is expected to introduce new measures to combat the coronavirus as the fast-moving variant now accounts for 3/4 of new cases in the U.S. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Jessica Smith, who's following that story for us. And Jess, this is increasingly becoming politically tricky for the president, as so many people are starting to say this is starting to feel a lot like last year again.
Yeah, and President Biden is expected to lay out exactly what he plans to do over the next couple of months to fight this latest surge in COVID cases. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said yesterday that this speech that the president will give later this afternoon is not going to be about locking the country down, but instead it's going to be about the benefits of being vaccinated and getting boosted, the risk of not being vaccinated, and talking about the steps the White House is going to take to increase vaccinations and testing. A senior administration official says that the plan has three parts: supporting hospitals, increasing free testing, and getting more shots in arms. The White House plans to start delivering 500 million free rapid tests to Americans who want them next month. They'll be able to request these tests via a website that the government is going to set up. We're still waiting to get more details on how exactly that will work, what the website will look like, how many tests households will be able to request. The White House says to expect more information on that in the coming weeks. But again, that's starting up next month. The White House had previously announced that people would be able to be reimbursed for rapid home tests through their insurance companies. And the White House said that plan does still stand. Experts have said that increased testing needs to be a central piece of the COVID response, but the administration has faced criticism for not doing enough on that front. The White House today also says that it's going to have more testing sites, federal testing sites, starting in New York City, but they'll eventually be around the country. And we also know many hospitals are overwhelmed, and the White House says in order to help prep for that, as things could get worse after holiday gatherings and with this new variant, and the White House is going to direct 1,000 military medical professionals to be ready to help hospitals early next year. 6 federal emergency response teams are also going to deploy to 6 states. And then the government is planning on sending ventilators and other supplies to states that need them, and sending hundreds of emergency response teams. There are hundreds of professionals on these emergency response teams with ambulances to transport people to open beds. And then finally, they're planning on setting up more vaccination sites, deploying hundreds of federal vaccinators around the country, and then taking steps to make it easier for people to get vaccinated at pharmacies. Again, the president is set to speak at 2:30 this afternoon. So, Kiko, we will keep you updated on what he has to say.
Okay, and we will bring that to you live whenever it begins. Jessica Smith, thanks so much for that.